TML country. It's time to dance.
Markin for three. Got it.
For Shanahan again, she scores.
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win.
Hey everybody, welcome in to another episode of Catamount Insider. We've got a really fun episode with Noah Barnett this week of the UVM men's basketball team, talking a bit about his career, the start for the season for Vermont men's basketball. We haven't had a basketball player on this year yet. Apologies, no YouTube episode this week, traveling with the basketball team and just not able to make the video portion of it work. So apologies to those of you who have gotten used to watching with us over on YouTube. Thanks for finding us on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you've been able to find this here Catamount Insider podcast and talk show. So Noah's a really fun interview. He's a guy that I've gotten to know over his three-year career at UVM, a very vocal player, and many of you fans probably know him for his energy, his big rebounding ability, and some of his defensive attributes. So we talk about all that and more with Noah Barnett. Don't go anywhere. He joins the show right after this quick break.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Welcome to Catamount Insider. I'm joined by Noah Barnett, forward on the UVM men's basketball team, talking all things Catamount hoops. Our first interview with a UVM basketball player this year, so going to talk about the season overall, plus Noah's career and a whole lot more. Noah, thanks so much for joining us, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. So you're in your now third year with UVM, redshirt sophomore, so second year of eligibility used here. Team sits at 5-9. We're talking ahead of the midweek matchup with Oregon State. Just tell me about the season so far. What do you think's been working well for the team? And nine games in of actual basketball, where do you feel like the team's at?
I think we're in a really interesting spot. I think we're in a good spot. A lot of things have been clicking for us offensively. We're just trying to get the defensive things caught up to speed. I think that's where we struggled this year, which is interesting because since I've been here, we've never really struggled in that area. So, you know, a bunch of new guys, but I'm excited, man, and things are starting to click for us.
Why do you think that is? The offense kind of ahead of the defense this time of year. You said it. It's a bit unlike Vermont basketball at this stage, and you've been around this program enough to know that. But from your perspective, why do you think the offense is just a couple of steps ahead right now?
I think I would go with our play styles this year. I think we have a lot of shooting this year, and we have a good post player in Gus. So I think our offense has been very good, just in the simple aspect. You can't really double team because we have so much shooting. So, and also I think a lot of guys have bought in on that side of the floor. So I think things are clicking, and it's been fun to be a part of.
For your game offensively, you're averaging 6 points a game, really efficient, putting the ball in the hoop when you have had your chances, but kind of lower usage rate. How would you describe your role on offense to people who maybe haven't seen you and are curious about how you kind of fit in on that side?
I would describe my role as kind of like a Draymond Green. I like to just get other guys involved and get everyone open. So a lot of teams don't really like to guard me as much, so I like to just move the ball and get other people involved, and it'll create more for me.
How do you kind of approach that then when teams are sagging off at the three-point line and you do have the ball, though, in your hands? How are you trying to get guys open? Tell me about kind of what you see when teams are guarding you that way.
I see it kind of as like the equivalent of a double team, right? If you're not going to guard me, that means I'm open. So if I'm open, it's just going to take you twice as long to get back to me as I'm getting one of my teammates open. So I've really actually I feel like I've embraced that role and just understanding how I can – impact the team on offense.
All right, the other side of it then, though, I know everybody wants the defense to kind of come together faster, right? I know that's something you all are working really hard on. Where are the areas that you think that the defense can improve? Because I know that's a side of the ball you really pride yourself on.
I think defense is somewhat of athleticism, but it's a lot more of heart, effort, and just communication. And I think at times we've been really good in that aspect of it, and our defense have showed, and I think in other times we've been very inconsistent, and I think that's why we had inconsistent defensive performances, which we got to clean up moving forward if we want to win a championship.
Sure, man. Your own individual defense, what do you try to bring on that side of it? Because you're a guy who has played kind of a couple of different roles on the defensive side over the last few seasons. What do you try to do defensively?
I think for me, my biggest thing is obviously I think I move very well and I'm very athletic, but I think also it's just an effort thing for me. So if I can get an energy play, whether that's a block, whether that's a strong rebound over a couple of people, like I'm just going to do that to help our team win and just bring energy on that side of the ball.
You mentioned the communication aspect. This team is a unique roster where it's kind of contributors from a year ago are you, TJ Hurley, and Sean. TJ Long played a couple of games last year, but for you and Sean, you hadn't really played much with him. Jackson Skipper had been a part of the program before. Now he's back in, and then a bunch of new guys who are playing big minutes. How has that been as you all are trying to just get used to playing with each other out there?
It's been interesting. I think we've had our ups and our downs. I think it's a long season, so we've just been trying to figure things out as they go, because obviously coach talks to us all the time about nothing's going to ever be perfect, right? You're not going to play a perfect game, but if you can communicate to one another and figure things out on the fly, that's what makes those really good teams really good.
Do you think back at all to when the defense was cooking a year ago? And, I mean, obviously great defenders like Shamir and O'Leary were a big part of that, but you're a great defender in your own right. Do you ever think back to how can we get back to that, or how can I help bring us to that part of the side of the ball? And how do you try to communicate that part with your teammates, I guess?
No, 100%. I think back to that all the time, just like teams really didn't even get good shots to score on us. I think it's a lot of, like I said before, communication, but also just effort and attention to detail. Like, are we scouting outside of what the coaches tell us? Like, are we watching games on our own and really figuring out what that guy likes to do, his tendencies, and how we can stop him? And I think that's, I would say, what I picked up from playing alongside those guys in the prior years.
Has there been a performance this year for the team overall where you had moments like that defensive side of the ball, where there have been stretches of games? I know you're looking for the full 40 minutes, but are there moments of success this year that you guys are thinking about and trying to replicate?
100%. Even going back to that Yale game yesterday, a couple of days ago, like we started the second half, which in prior games we started slow. We started the second half with a shot clock violation.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just seeing what it can look like has got the coaching staff, I know for sure, very excited. Just like understanding that we can get to that point. It's just about the small things that we got to keen in on to make that happen.
I know it's only your second year of eligibility used, but as a guy who's been around this program and been around Coach Becker and these coaches for 3 years now, do you feel like you've got a leadership role, especially when it comes to on-the-court communication, that you try to use your voice a lot?
Yeah, I definitely would say I do see that. Just for the simple fact, I'm a very vocal person, very energetic, and that's kind of my personality. So even coming into this year, I understood that like I have to be a lot more vocal, and I have to make sure I'm locked in on what I have to be locked in on and lead by example as well. Like the two TJs, they're pretty vocal, but I think they lead more by example, and I want to be that as well, but also be the loudest guy on the floor. So.
Tell me about those conversations in the offseason. After your redshirt freshman year, you go and meet with the coaches. Everybody goes and meets with the coaches. But what were those meetings like for you, and what were the things that they really highlighted as far as things they're excited about your game, things they want you to keep working on? I'm curious about that time a little over probably 6 or 7 months ago now.
Six, seven. That meeting was very very interesting. They were just talking to me about like how I could develop more as an offensive player. I think they're very confident in me on the defensive end, but just, you know, bringing more value to the offensive side of the ball, I think was very big for them, and I think it's going to be moving forward, and just finding my role on that side of the ball has been very good for me.
Sure. Then the team kind of comes together over the summer, and you can kind of see all the pieces that this group has. A lot of guys who have played a lot of college basketball, and like you said, a lot of shooting on this team. What were your kind of initial impressions of how you envisioned this season going, and what did you think it might look like back then?
I thought back then, I mean, it was those practices were very tough because it felt like no one was missing. So
hard for us to get stops.
I was excited coming into it, just understanding, like I said, how much shooting we have, like you know, the play styles we have, and obviously in Gus and Skip as well. Like, just we have a lot of offensive talent, and I was very excited just coming into that, and obviously David as well, who hasn't played a lot, but I'm sure he will. Just what also he brings on the defensive end as far as Ben Michaels as well. Like, I felt like we have a really balanced roster. So just very excited in the summer. And obviously I got hurt starting the summer, so I was very upset that I couldn't be out there and, you know, just figuring things out with my guys in the summer. But I was very excited just from the summer runs with just how the game looked, how the game was flowing. So, yeah.
Yeah, that forward versatility is fun this year. You, Ben, David, Gus, all bring different things to the table. What's that like in practice as you play against each other? And how do you think that can be challenging to when you're all out there together, and challenging for opponents as well to just figure out, look, all these guys do very different things?
Yeah, I think I want to, you know, give kudos to the coaching staff, just understanding that recruiting different people who do different things just makes us super versatile, because you're not getting the same thing from different people, you're getting something totally different from a different person. So just very exciting, and just understanding, like, with different lineups, different things will be different. So and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes that's a really good thing. So just very excited, I would say.
How great was it to get Jackson Skipper back in the mix? You were here with him when you were redshirting and he was on the roster, and then he returns to Burlington. Was that fun for you to get him back in town and be his teammate again?
Yeah, very fun. It had been a while since I had seen him, you know, until he had come back. So I was very excited just to get back on the floor with him, and just things off the court, like, you know, watching movies or playing Madden, whatever it may be. Just excited to get one of my closest friends back. So, yeah, it was fun.
TJ Long, I know you played a little with him a year ago, but you kind of got a first front row seat as you were redshirting your first year on campus when he led the team in scoring. Was the anticipation just, I'd have to imagine, through the roof to get to be out there and play big minutes with him and know what he and TJ Hurley could do together as a duo?
100%. I mean, I got a chance, like you said before, to play a little bit with him. Obviously, he was battling injuries my redshirt freshman year. But, yeah, just super excited to get him back out there, and just how teams play him is just very interesting. They almost play him like Steph Curry almost. So it's just fun to be out there, and just his competitive spirit and what he brings to the table is just fun to be a part of.
This Oregon State team, I know we're going to talk about this season a little bit. They're a big team. They've got a lot of forwards out there. I'm sure you've done a little prep work, and we're going to get more into that as today unfolds. But when you guys are going up against a team with other bigs, does that excite you? What do you approach a matchup like that? And Yale as well had a lot of big guys out there. As one of the forwards, what does that kind of do for your mentality going into a game?
I think it's just a very, very great opportunity. I was very blessed and lucky to since I've been here, be behind forwards who really took challenges like Hilary, like took matchups very personal. So I'm very excited to just get out there on Wednesday, and just like my mentality going into it is he's going to have to earn every basket he tries to attempt on me. You know what I mean? Nothing's going to be easy. So just that being my mentality, I think as we move forward into the season and as things start to get real in conference, I think that's what we live for, yes, while we come here. So
I want to ask you about your relationship with Hilary. Obviously, the two of you are close and in some ways similar styles, especially on that defensive end. Tell me about what you learned from him over your time spent together and just about that relationship the two of you guys had.
Yeah, man. Hilary taught me a lot. That's my big bro. I love that guy. But, I would say just being his roommate, like, there was a lot of things that I didn't really pick up on until I was really playing, I would say. But just, like I said before, like his attention to detail to every little thing. Like, he was a big Kobe fan and watched all of his videos and tried to be like Kobe, but
6'9 Kobe.
Yeah, 6'9 Kobe. But the one thing about him is he took the game so serious and his approach was so serious and so particular. That's something that I just try to embody every day and trying to be my best self. So
time for a quick timeout with Noah Barnett, and he returns to Catamount Insider right after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Rewind with you a little bit briefly here before we kind of circle back to this season. You came into college and everyone decided you'd redshirt that first year. Kind of what was that conversation like about redshirting? And then what were the things that you felt were really important that you worked hard on that season in order to come in and play then a year ago?
Mm-hmm. For me, it was a little different. So a lot of guys that they recruited in the past are usually very caught up on the offensive end and need to catch up on the defensive end. But for me, it was kind of the opposite. They kind of wanted me to redshirt to get stronger and just grow on the offensive end. And I think I've done that. So it was an interesting conversation just talking to me. But I was totally down to do it and work with Coach Mark a lot. And it was a fun year for me and just learning a lot, you know what I mean? And not having my clock start, I think, was such a big advantage. So, yeah.
Even still, I think we've talked about your efficiency on offense, but you know you're not like the key guy on the other team's scout when it comes to offense. How do you embrace that, knowing that you do the dirty work and you do the defensive and the rebounding battles, but maybe you're not that star player? Is that something that you like about your game? Is that something you want to score more points? I'm just curious about embracing that type of role on this roster.
I've always been ever since I started playing basketball, like my brothers always spoke to me about this, just understanding of how you can impact the game to help your team win, whether that's scoring 25 points or scoring zero. So for me, I think that's an interesting quality that I do have and that the coaches love about me, is that I understand I can play a perfect or great game and score 0 points. So just understanding that, that's always been my mentality, is always team first and trying to get wins. It didn't matter about stats for me, so.
Tell me about fighting for offensive rebounds. What's that battle like when you're specifically crashing the offensive glass?
It's very fun. I think if I wasn't playing basketball, I would love to be on the defensive side of the football, DN. So for me, crashing the offensive board is very fun. Just, you know, throwing a move out there, juke move out there to just try to get to the basket and get offensive rebound and help my team get extra possession. So I really love that side of the ball, just trying to do that and just – seeing how I can impact the team, whether that's me getting one offensive rebound or whether that's two people coming to me on a box out and now my teammate can get the offensive rebound. It's just little things that when you look at championship teams, they all have. So,
yeah, well, that's something I think that many fans who watch the game, they don't pick up on those things. What is it then that makes you watch those things when you watch a basketball game? Is that something you've always watched for, those little things? Or we talked a lot about the things you've learned over your career. Is that something you've learned as well, to watch for those things that maybe the regular fan wouldn't just notice?
I think that was one of my, one of my superpowers, in a sense where, like, it always just kind of came natural to me. Just, mm-hmm. like, growing up, once I had high school, like, one of my junior varsity coaches, Coach Fodor, he always – embodied him or instilled in me, like, to just play with that, like, grit and ultimate, like, just effort. So, like, every little thing truly mattered. So just learning that my freshman year of high school, I think, has stuck with me all the way until now, and I'm still getting benefits from it to this day.
All right, back to kind of where we sit at this point of the season and looking ahead. Obviously, a couple more road games, but are you excited to get some games at home and be back in Burlington for a little while? It's been a big road stretch here for the team.
Yeah, very excited. Just the travel days has been very, very tiring for me, I would say, and for my teammates as well. Just feels like no break. It's like, if not one thing, the next. So, yeah, I'm very excited to get back to Burlington. But I've enjoyed being on the road, you know what I mean? The warmer weather.
Florida was nice.
Yeah, Florida was very nice as well. Just, I think it builds character. So I've enjoyed it.
Second season kind of starting to come on the horizon here with conference play. You've seen America East action the last couple of years. The team in near time has won an America East championship last year, coming up short in the semifinals. But what are the things the team needs to improve on, besides just the defensive side of the ball? But where are the improvements going to come that you guys and you know you need to make before we get to America East action?
I think just valuing each possession and just winning one possession at a time, not looking too far into the future, not getting too high or not getting too low, I think that's what's going to be very, very big for us. And also just adversity, right? Like, every team goes through it, but, like, how we respond in those moments I think is going to ultimately determine how our season goes. So just understanding that, like, we got to play one possession at a time and just chip away, whether we're up or whether we're down. It doesn't really matter. It just matters about that possession and how much do you value that possession. So,
when you're guarding Gus Yeldon one-on-one, what are you trying to do to stop him? Because he's proving to be very difficult to stop, yeah. But you're a defensive guy. I love watching whenever you two are on opposite teams. What is that like, that battle between you two?
It's tough, man. I've luckily had a little bit of a scout on him just because, sure, I've played with him in high school as well. So it's always fun, guarding such a good offensive player, but also just understanding, like, it's all about effort at that point. Who wants it more? So it's always fun going up against him.
Can you believe his celebrations sometimes? The emotion he brings? You bring so much emotion yourself, but it kind of express it in different ways out there. It's kind of fun to see me, or see from my perspective, the different sides of emotion. What's it like when you see him make a three and unleash one of those celebrations?
Man, it's hilarious, man. I mean, but I've, like I said, it's nothing new to me. I played with him in high school, so right. He was doing all of this back then too, to be totally
hasn't
real.
Changed.
Hasn't changed one bit, so I'm used to it, but it's fun, especially obviously, that was our first Division I home game, but it was just very fun to just feel Catamount country really, like, rally up, and it was rocking in there. So very exciting, I would say.
Looking forward to more of that throughout the rest of the year. Noah, this has been great to sit down with you. Looking forward to the rest of the season, man. Good luck tomorrow against Oregon State, and good luck the rest of the year.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Much appreciated again for Noah for joining Catamount Insider this week. We recorded, of course, prior to the Oregon State game for UVM, a tough loss for the Catamounts, 80-58 the final on Wednesday night. And UVM just couldn't quite get it going on offense early. Sean Blake picking up early foul trouble didn't help with that. TJ Long did not score for the first time in his Catamount career, and UVM just never really found their offense a night ago, and the defense continues to be a work in progress. So stay tuned as the Catamounts take on Pepperdine on Saturday. There's, of course, so much other great action going on around UVM and Catamount country. I know maybe it's slowing down a bit as fall sports have come to an end, but between the hockey teams, both basketball teams, hey, indoor track's getting started. Swimming and diving continues their season. You've got skiing to keep an eye on going forward. It's always a great winter, and Vermont is, I don't know, winter is just seemingly the time of year where feels like everybody in Vermont has so much fun. It's just a Vermont time of season. So I hope you all are enjoying some wintry things as snow continues to fall in Burlington. I'm still out west with the Catamount men's basketball team, but looking forward to seeing you back home in Burlington soon and enjoying some of that snow with you all. In the meantime, talk to you next week every Friday morning on Catamount Insider, hoping to have another video episode up on YouTube for you next Friday. And as always, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Brian McLaughlin. Talk to you next week.